Hello, and welcome to I Can Become. My name is Riker, and I am 11 years old. I live in Portland, Oregon, USA. I like to go to Timbers games and sing in my choir. When I grow up, I want to be a choir director. I really want to know more about becoming a choir director, so my friends at ICANN Radio have arranged for me to talk to Dr. Katie Webb, a professional choir director. I want to ask her about becoming a choir director and what she wanted to be when she grew up. So let's make some music. Hi, Dr. Webb. Thanks for coming to be at ICANN Studio today. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a professional musician, and I'm also a teacher. So I play several different instruments, including the pipe organ, the piano, the guitar, several other things. And I am a choir director, and that's what I spend about probably half my time in terms of my professional life doing. So I'm planning rehearsals and teaching singers and planning repertoire, things like that.
Mm-hmm. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Exactly what I'm doing now. Conveniently. Nice. I knew I wanted to do a job where I could wear lots of different hats because I love to sing. I love to play the pipe organ. I love to write music. I love to work with groups and work with other people. Mm-hmm. So I knew that, and I love to teach. So I knew whatever job I ended up doing, I wanted it to be something where I had a lot of different responsibilities.
Okay. So what's it like being a choir director?
What's it like being a choir director? It's awesome. Well, I love that I get to meet lots of different people and have probably what I would describe as a closer relationship than you would with some other people that work together, in that music is an activity that forces you to be vulnerable. You're sharing a little part of your voice here. And there's something about that that helps people get to know each other faster. And when we're creating something beautiful together, again, that just accelerates people getting to know each other. So I really enjoy that. I love beautiful music. I love figuring out sort of problem solving with a choir, ways to make them help them sound better. And I love getting to know a piece of music about its composer, what it was written for, how maybe it sounded 500 years ago, for instance. And and then also, if it's something brand new, does it relate to something else in the world? And how we can share as a choir that message with those who hear it.
That's cool. How old were you when you realized that you wanted to do choir directing and teaching as a living?
Oh, gosh. I think probably around 12, 13. I had been in some really good choirs at that point already. And plus, my dad is an organist and choir director, so it's kind of a family business.
That's awesome. What are some skills you need to become a good choir director?
So, first of all, I would say you have to be a good singer. And not only do you have to be a good singer, developing vocabulary to help other people learn about singing. So I could sing all day long, but if I can't explain to you how I want you to change, then we're stuck, right? I also think having good piano skills is really important, and also having a really strong command of things like music theory and music history is really helpful.
What should I focus on at school to become a good choir director?
Well, obviously, music class is great.
Yeah.
Also, I would say, and there's a lot of ties over between music and sports in terms of how to be a good teammate, how to manage a team, because that's a lot of what I do is managing people, right?
Yeah.
So paying attention to things like leadership skills, when to step back and be a part of the group, how to sort of read a room and manage people effectively, really important. And of course, having good communication skills. So being a good writer, good listener, all that sort of stuff.
Mm. What's your favorite part about being a choir director?
My favorite part about being a choir director, I mean, I love the music and I love the people. Those are two different things, but both the act of making music together and engaging with it as a community is really important for me.
What's the hardest part about being a choir director?
The hardest part about being a choir director is feeling frustrated when people don't show up. So I would say creating a culture where of professionalism, of commitment, of sort of buy-in, you know, from everybody involved. Once that culture is created, you're good to go. But in terms of, you know, setting that up and maintaining that, and having both high standards and also being a compassionate person, this sometimes can be a tricky line to walk when you're hoping for a product to sound a certain way and for an organization to function in a certain way. But that's something I'm still working on. So,
if you weren't a choir director, what would you be?
I think that if I weren't a choir director, I might want to work in the culinary arts. I love cooking. However, the restaurant life is a little stressful for me, so maybe be like a caterer or something. Or I also love the athletics industry, so working with movement in some way would be really cool.
That's really cool. What is something you wish you knew about being a choir director when you were a kid?
Having watched my dad go through all of it, I was lucky to have most of the info already, the basic stuff. How, at least being a church choir director, how few weekends I would get. That was unexpected.
What is your best advice for me?
If I were to give advice to anybody who was hoping to be a choir director, I would say that an important part about being a great choir director is also listening to a ton of really good choral music. I think that's one of the reasons why I was able to be successful, is that I had a really clear, ideal sound in my head from a pretty young age. Mm-hmm. And once you have that ideal sound from having listened to a lot of really good music, you can start to articulate how to share that vision outside of your own brain.
What inspired you to become a choir director?
I think, obviously, having been around my dad, watching him do it, that was, even though, although interestingly, at least in the church where I work now, there aren't that many women in my job. So for a lot of people, they couldn't imagine themselves, well, other women couldn't imagine themselves in that role because they didn't have a role model. At least I had my dad, right? Mm-hmm. So watching him being involved with things like, in our case, the Royal School of Church Music in America, having adults that noticed that me and my identical twin sister had a knack for this, I think that was really motivating to be sort of identified and say, oh yeah, like, why don't you try this? You're really good at this.
Yeah.
And also just having a really deep love of choral music.
Yeah.
Couldn't get enough, so.
How do you prepare the lesson repertoire for each class?
I need to make sure, first of all, that I know the music I'm teaching really well. So I spend a lot of time getting to know what are the hard parts? How does the singer parts relate to the organ or the piano parts? Is it in a different language? Can I pronounce it if it is? that sort of prep work with the actual music. And then I have to take into account the ability levels of the people in the room. You know, what's going to be hard here? What do people already know how to do? And what can I teach them so that learning this is easier?
What is your favorite choral piece? This is going to be a tough one.
Oh, it's impossible. Well, I would have to say, I have to go with my favorite composer here, of course, Herbert Howells, British composer of the 20th century. And of the pieces I'm thinking of by Howells, I think I have to pick his Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, the evening canticles for Evensong, written for King's College in Cambridge, England.
Mm-hmm. What was the best moment in your career?
The best moment in my career? That's really tricky, too. I've got lots of great things. Well, this past June, over at Trinity Cathedral, we got to sing one of my absolute favorite pieces called Blessed Pair of Sirens by Charles Hubert Hastings Perry, which is a piece I have known for a really long time, and getting to teach and conduct that piece was a real blast.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you have any questions for me?
Do you have a favorite piece of choral music?
Oh, right back at me. Gosh. Well, if I had to choose my top three, it would probably be For One Such as Me by your sister, Dr. Maggie Burke, and then the Brian Kelly Maganook, because it was really like jazzy and boppy and just quick and fun. And then like on my very first choir camp that I went to, which is a week-long away camp hosted by the University of Puget Sound and RSCMA, Royal School of Church Music in America, I sang this really pretty Joanne Forbes' Strange Maganook for King's College also. And it's just so pretty. It was like my very first song that I was like, this, I like this.
Those are all great answers, yeah. What's something you've learned as a member of choir that's not necessarily musical, but you think will help you in your life as a student or as maybe a choir director someday?
Definitely teamwork, because a choir, it's not one person. It's like a bunch of people, and you have to be able to like work together so you're able to collaborate and make good music.
Right on.
Thanks for coming here, Dr. Webb.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to chat with you, Riker.
Yeah, this was really nice learning about what I can do to grow up and become a choir director.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to I Can't Become with me, Riker. Today, I have learned that choir directing is like being the coach of a sports team. To be a good director, you have to have your team working together. I also learned that playing piano or any other instrument helps a lot because they're both musical. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at ICANN? Just visit icannradio.org and let them know. And maybe you could interview someone cool just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest, Dr. Webb, for coming onto the show. Because of you, I now know I can become a choir director.
That was an original ICANN production called I Can Become. You can tune in to I Can Become every Wednesday at 5 p.m. If you want to catch up on previous episodes or learn how to make your dreams come true, head to icannradio.org.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have magical powers? Coming up is Maestro Classics, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. But right now, let's go to the magical world of Harry Potter.